Please rise for morning prayer. O eternal Father, I come to you through the heart of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Through his divine heart, I adore you for those who do not adore you. I love you for those who do not love you. I gratefully acknowledge you to be my God. Amen. Happy birthday, Daniel Fink. We're proud of you. We offer this prayer for you. Lord, we know that every life is a sacred gift. Thank you for giving Daniel and the Duchenne community another year of life. Amen.
They can't hear it at all. You need to talk in closer.
Don't turn it off.
And I hope that all of Daniel's friends will sometime today sing an obnoxious version of Happy Birthday to him. We want you to feel at home, Daniel, wherever you are this morning. I'm Hank Cleaver. I graduated in the class of 1976. After I finished here at Duchenne, I went to St. Louis University and got a degree in history. Graduated in 1980. Couldn't decide what the heck I wanted to do. Spent 2 years at Kenrick Seminary. Went back to do pre-med at UMSL for 2 more years. Eventually ended up at medical school at Missouri University and graduated from there in 1988. I spent a year at St. John's Mercy Medical Center, which is now Mercy Medical Center, and then 3 more years at Oklahoma University. Eventually, they let people like me work. And so after 16 years of post-high school learning, I finally got a job here in St. Charles, and I'm a skin cancer surgeon. I work down on 5th Street. I'm very blessed that I have my wife, Dory, and 9 wonderful children. I have a practice here at in St. Charles at 5th Street, First Capital Dermatology. But I'm also very active at the hospital here. I serve on several committees, and I've been the past chief of staff. I'm active at St. Joseph Parish in Cottleville. My sister, Roseanne Ogden, is here in the office with me now, making great fun of me. So thanks, Roseanne. I really appreciate that. My greatest love as far as volunteer work here in St. Charles is with Birthright of St. Charles. We've been in the community here for over 30 years now, and Birthright is one of the linchpins in the culture of life, standing up for unwed mothers and mothers who are in troubled circumstances to give life to their children. They provide professional counseling and material support, and I don't know that there's a finer group of men and women who serve that purpose to bring God's light into the world. I've been asked to share also a memory from Duchenne, and I think I have two. Number one was, this brings back a memory just by itself, and that is that for my senior year in high school here, I alternated weeks doing a 5-minute radio show on the intercom before school with a new teacher at the time, a new teacher back to his alumni school, grooving good guy Terry Graveman. And I alternated weeks as we did a radio show to start the day once a week here at Duchenne. The other memory that I wanted to share was one that probably Coach Elmendorf can remember well, and that was that when we were seniors in 1976, during the 1975 football season, that was the first year that a football team went to the state playoffs. They played a very large Columbia-Hickman team that eventually went up the next year to the larger school class. We lost to them in the quarterfinals, but we were the only school to score a touchdown. We scored 2 touchdowns against that huge team that everybody else was obliterated by. So congratulations to Coach Elmendorf on that wonderful game. He was one of the captains of the team. Mrs. Cole, do I have anything else I need to be doing here? All right.
Just have a good day. God bless.
God bless you all, and remember that what you need to be doing here at Duchenne is preparing yourselves to be God's light in the world. Take advantage of all your teachers and mentors, your parents, and all those who have been given to you as a gift, and go shine your light to the world for God's good grace. Amen.